Chapter 45, The Bargain. Melissa sank onto the bed in Marcus's hut Wednesday evening, her muscles aching from two grueling days of hauling trash for the council's character-building work. Her collar bit into her sweat-damp neck, the weight of the slave academy, the penalty, and her endless servitude dragging her down. She just wanted to collapse, to let the world fade for a few hours. Marcus stepped in, shirt unbuttoned, a sheen of sweat on his chest, his eyes dark with hunger. His gaze traced her bare curves, a familiar ache swelling in his chest. He loved her, needed her. The scent of her skin stirring a desperate lust. Sex was his solace, a fleeting closeness he craved, and a fragile hope lingered. If he claimed her often enough, maybe she would feel something for him too.
"Up,"
he said, voice low and firm, gesturing to the bed.
"On your back."
Her jaw tightened, irritation flaring. She was bone-tired, her body screaming for rest, but his command cut through her haze, ordered to submit. She had no choice. Yet a deeper heat simmered beneath her exhaustion, one that had been building up during her time at the Slave Academy. There, she was never alone. Always under watchful eyes or chained together with the other slaves for the night. She did not want to be seen masturbating by the others, so she sometimes waited until she thought the others were sleeping to do so. Melissa suspected Victor had crafted this environment to leave them starved for sexual release, ensuring they would be more sexually willing when with their masters. A tactic that would be in line with the Slave Academy's objective to create pleasurable slaves. Here with Marcus, she could give in to her need for sexual release without having to feel ashamed for it. Her constant nudity, the sun and wind on her bare skin, provided relentless sensual stimuli that made her feel acutely present in her body, a stark contrast to her life as a free woman in England. Where, as a student, she lived in her head, disconnected from her physical self, her mind burdened with abstract theories that pulled her from the moment. Now, no longer studying, she was free of those cerebral demands, and as a slave, she was not there to think, only to obey, trained and treated like an animal, her existence grounded in the raw immediacy of her senses, stoking a primal, animalistic arousal she had never known as a free woman. She did not care for him. His touch meant nothing to her heart. But her body craved release, and sex with him was a calculated trade, satisfy her pent-up desire, but most importantly, soften him for the commitment to her freedom she would seek afterward, believing that providing him with enjoyable sex would make him more amenable to granting her some kind of promise of liberty. She spread her thighs, her voice carefully neutral, yet compliant.
"As you wish."
Marcus shed his shirt and trousers, his erection straining, thick and pulsing, the tip glistening with precum as he climbed over her, his breath hot against her neck. He gripped her wrists, pinning them above her head, his body pressing her into the coarse sheets. His penis was hard, and it brushed her inner thigh. The sensation sent a jolt of lust through him as he positioned himself. He pushed his penis into her vagina with a slow, deliberate thrust, savoring the tight warmth of her slick vaginal walls. As a soft groan escaped his lips, each movement was full of lust, but it was also a desperate bid to bridge the gulf between them. His heart pounded with the hope that she would feel his love through his touch. Her compliance, the soft as you wish, she had murmured, felt like a victory, a sign she was finally warming to him. The typical resentment he had grown used to absent from her voice, fueling his fragile hope that she might be starting to feel something for him. Melissa's breath hitched, her body jolted under him, her vagina swelled with arousal, the slick folds parting around his girth. A tingling heat blooming deep inside as her inner walls pulsed with need. Her breasts pressed against his chest, her nipples hardening into tight peaks, each brush of his skin sending sharp sparks of pleasure through her, the sensation a mix of relief and torment as her body betrayed her resentment. She arched into him, chasing the release she needed, her hips rocking to meet his, a low moan slipping free as pleasure coiled tight in her core. Marcus's pace quickened, his hands sliding to her hips, fingers digging into her flesh as he pulled her closer, his penis driving into her repeatedly, the friction igniting a fire in his groin as he claimed her harder. His own release built with the raw intimacy he craved, Melissa's gasps a melody he longed to hear as love, not just lust. Melissa's nails bit into her palms, her climax surging despite her resentment, her vagina clenching around him, wet and throbbing, her breasts bouncing with each thrust, the sensitive peaks grazing his chest, intensifying the heat until a sharp cry tore from her throat, waves of relief crashing through her. She collapsed onto the bed, chest heaving, their sweat-soaked bodies tangled, her mind already shifting to the plea she would make. Marcus's breath slowed, a flicker of triumph warming his chest as he lay beside her, sweat-soaked and sated. Her willingness tonight, the absence of her usual resentment, felt like progress, a sign she might be softening to him, and it fueled his fragile hope that she could one day return his love, blinding him to the calculation behind her compliance. He rolled off, chest heaving, a smug curl to his lips. She lay still, pulse pounding, the afterglow sharp with questions she'd buried too long. She propped herself on an elbow, one hand gripping the steel collar at her throat. She would rip it away if she could. Her voice cut through the quiet, firm, and deliberate.
Marcus, I have done everything you asked. Kneeled when you commanded, worked till exhaustion, given my body whenever you wanted it. When is this collar coming off? We need to discuss my freedom now.
His smirk faded, eyes narrowing as he sat up.
I will consider it,
he said, his voice cold and measured, swinging his legs off the bed. He grabbed his trousers, pulling them on as he stood, leaving her naked on the bed. Melissa's other hand clenched the coarse sheets, fury blazing in her chest at his dodge. Her bare skin prickled in the humid air while Marcus dressed. Her heart pounded. After weeks at the slave academy, endless drills, whips, chains, she was finally alone with the man who owned her, the man who could free her. Now, after having had sex with her, he was in a good mood. This was her chance. Revulsion churned in her gut. In her mind, she was a free woman, and she should not have to beg for this. She sat up, her voice sharper, fingers still tracing the collar's cold edge, its metal a constant reminder of her enslavement to him.
I'm really grateful you saved me from being auctioned off, Marcus. I know I'd probably be in some brothel or worse if you hadn't stepped in. But gratitude isn't enough to keep me like this. I can't live in captivity forever.
Marcus paused, his shirt halfway on, his gaze flickering with something like guilt before he looked away, pulling the fabric over his shoulders.
Mel, I'm glad you feel that way about what I did. It means a lot to hear you say that. But it's... well, it's not so simple, you know.
His voice wavered, his hands fumbling with a button, betraying his unease. Melissa's chest tightened, her nakedness making her feel even smaller as she watched him dress himself, something she couldn't do. She pushed further, her voice steady despite the tremor in her hands.
You've always said you wanted me to be your girlfriend, not just your slave. But how can we have a real relationship like this? It needs to be equal. If you let me go, we could actually build something that's not forced. Don't you want that?
Marcus turned to her, his expression conflicted, his eyes darting to her collar before meeting hers again.
Mel, I still want that. I really do, more than anything. But Well, I've been thinking a lot lately, and maybe I was wrong about how we get there. We need to work on things as they are, you know. Build something strong first. I can't just change our whole situation right now.
He shifted, adjusting his shirt, his movements a shield against her plea. Melissa's heart sank, but she pressed on, her fingers tightening around the collar, the steel biting into her palm as she spoke. Her voice began to tremble as she slid off the bed, standing unsteadily, her bare feet pressing into the rough floorboards.
I've been trying so hard to show you that you can trust me, Marcus. I've done everything you asked. I've kneeled when you told me to, worked until I could barely stand, given you everything you wanted from me. I haven't tried to run or fight back. Doesn't that prove I'm not a risk? Can't you let me show you I can stay with you as a free woman?
She began to pace, her naked body moving with restless agitation, her arms crossing over her chest as if to shield herself, then falling helplessly to her sides. There was no hiding her nakedness. She was nude, as all slaves had to be, pleading with the man who owned her, and the shame of it burned. Marcus rubbed the back of his neck, his eyes flickering with guilt as he looked at her, then away, focusing on pulling on his shoes.
You've been really good, Mel, and I see how hard you're trying. I appreciate that, I really do. But trust is... it's a bigger thing, isn't it? I need to know this is how things will stay, that we're solid. I can't just change everything overnight. It's too much to figure out right now.
His voice softened, but his avoidance stung. He was fully dressed now. Melissa's breath hitched, frustration and desperation coiling tighter in her chest. Her pacing grew more frantic, her bare feet slapping against the floor, her hands clenching into fists as she turned to face him, her voice now shaking with raw emotion. She thought of the pensioner's warnings about legal trouble, how freeing her might put Marcus at risk. But she couldn't promise not to report him, not after everything he'd put her through. Her anger at him, at this whole nightmare, made her think that maybe he deserved to face consequences. If she promised not to report him, it would be a lie. She never lied, and with no experience at this, Marcus might notice. If Marcus believed she was lying to him, he would lose trust in her, and then he would never free her. No, she thought. There had to be another way.
Okay, if you're worried I might leave, how about we set a timeline? Let's say in a month. If I keep showing you I won't go anywhere, you let me go. I've already proven I'll follow your rules. Just give me a chance to earn my freedom.
Her voice cracked on the last words, desperation spilling out as she pleaded with the man who owned her, her naked body, a stark reminder of her enslavement. Marcus hesitated, his eyes flickering with uncertainty as he glanced at her, then away, focusing on tying his shoe.
A timeline. That's... well, it's an interesting idea, Mel, and I can see you're trying to work with me. I'm not sure we're ready for that kind of step.
His voice faltered for a moment, a shadow of the old Marcus surfacing for a moment. What if she never loved him?
I mean, I need to know we're really solid, that this us is working. Let's focus on building that first, okay?
He stood, fully dressed now, his casual dismissal a gut punch, as she sat there with her freedom still out of reach. Melissa's shoulders slumped, defeat sinking in, and a deeper fear surged within her. If she were ever freed, she'd have to face her parents, their judgmental stares, their horror at what she'd become, a naked, collared slave, stripped of dignity and forced to obey. The shame of their knowing gaze twisted her gut, a humiliation she couldn't bear to imagine. He turned, jaw tight, meeting her stare.
Anyway, get yourself cleaned up. Victor is expecting us.
The Slave Academy's training room hummed with tension as they arrived, the air thick with herbal oil and sweat. Victor stood by the door, his bulk a quiet command, while Dimitri lounged against a wall, whip coiled in his hand, his teenage smirk glinting. A new girl, Nadine, pale and wide-eyed, knelt near a wooden bench. Her collar was fresh, and her naked body was trembling slightly with fear. Melissa's gut twisted, another newbie, another echo of her own shock months ago. Victor's voice rolled out, steady but edged.
Marcus, her outburst yesterday, complaining about scrubbing streets for the community work, shows she needs more time here. She should not be questioning your orders. She should not even process or judge them. She should just obey. It is like someone who has spoken English all their life, now trying to speak Chinese. She can learn, but at the first chance, she will revert to what is natural. And when she was with you, she reverted to English, so to speak, and started questioning her orders as if she was a free woman once again. Full immersion in her role as a slave will correct this. She is good, but not finished.
Marcus crossed his arms, frowning.
She's solid enough, obedient at home, and works when I tell her to. More training just means more tuition fees I'd have to pay for.
Victor's lips twitched, his gaze steady as he leaned forward slightly, his tone shifting to something more deliberate, like a salesman pitching a deal.
True, the fees add up, but I've got an offer that could change that. Something to lighten your load and keep her training on track. What if we put Melissa to work in a way that covers her costs?
Marcus tilted his head, brow furrowing.
Work? She's already doing the council tasks. What do you mean, Victor?
Victor gestured toward Nadine, then back to Melissa, his voice calm but carrying a calculated edge.
There's a milk bar in Galawa Bay, runs on slave girls who lactate. We could get Melissa producing, have her serve there as a waitress and sell her milk. She would work alongside Nadine here, our new arrival. Their output would partially cover her training fees, easing the financial burden while you retain ownership.
Melissa's stomach twisted. This couldn't be real. Her body, used like that, milked and sold? Her breath caught, her skin prickling with dread. She couldn't believe what she was hearing. Marcus froze, his eyes widening as he recoiled slightly. The absurdity of the idea hitting him like a cold wave.
A milk bar, lactate,
he stammered, his voice tinged with disbelief.
You mean turning her into some kind of dairy slave? That's insane, Victor. How does that even work?
Victor nodded, unfazed, his Russian accent rolling thick as he elaborated.
Simple science, Marcus. We use hormone pellets. Inject them. Steady release into her system. In a week or so, she'll start lactating. Once she's flowing, she serves at the bar. Fresh milk for the customers, straight from her. It's popular here. There is a farm outside town, the Coconut Grove Farm. They rent out their girls for it. Melissa's pretty enough to draw a crowd, and Nadine will learn the ropes with her. Dimitri oversees them there, manages the shifts. He's still green as an overseer, so his rate's lower, cuts your costs further.
Melissa's fists clenched at her sides, her blood boiling as she listened, her body a bargaining chip again, now for milk? She glared at Marcus, daring him to flinch, but he rubbed his jaw, his initial shock giving way to a flicker of curiosity. His mind churned, the strangeness of it all battling with a growing intrigue. And beneath it, a subtle thrill stirred at the thought of Melissa's body, transformed, her milk flowing under his control, a new layer of dominance that sent a shiver through him.
So, you inject her with hormones to make her produce milk?
Marcus asked, his voice slow but steadier now, a mix of wonder and calculation as he tested the idea.
And she serves it just like that? Like a barmaid with an erotic twist?
Exactly,
Victor said, a faint smirk tugging his lips.
Pellets go in, hormones do the rest. She'll feel it soon enough. swelling, then flow. At the bar, she uses a handheld pump to extract her milk into a container, which is then poured fresh for the customers. Customers pay well for it. Grabicians see it as a delicacy. Dmitri handles the logistics, keeps them in line. Her output will help cover part of her training fees, reducing your costs.
Marcus glanced at Melissa, then back to Victor, his tone steady but probing.
So her earnings will lower the fees and she keeps training? What's the catch?
Victor shrugged, his gaze flicking to Dmitri with a nod.
No catch, just commitment. She stays here part-time, for discipline. Works the bar, when she's with you. Dmitri's oversight means less hands-on from me, so it's cheaper. The hardest part of her training's done. She doesn't need constant guidance now. This keeps her sharp and useful.
Melissa's voice broke through, sharp and incredulous, unable to stay silent.
Useful? You're talking about pumping me full of hormones and milking me like a cow for strangers? Marcus, you can't seriously be considering this.
He turned to her, eyes hardening, though a flicker of unease crossed his face. His mind raced with the practicality of the arrangement. She'd be useful at the farm. Her milk would cover the costs while he studied in Switzerland, a decision that felt cold but necessary to secure his future.
It's practical, Mel. Training's not free, and this... it works for us. I need to hear more, but it sounds like a good deal.
Practical?
Her laugh cracked, wild with disbelief.
You think sticking needles in me and selling my milk is practical?
She wanted to scream that back home. This would be a crime, a sick joke, but she caught herself, her breath hitching. If Marcus thought she would report him to the authorities for anything, he would never free her. She couldn't risk that. Swallowing the words, she pressed on, her voice trembling with restrained fury.
How do you not see how insane this is?
Victor cut in, his tone firm, redirecting to Marcus.
She will adjust. It is part of the process. The farm girls do it without fuss. You retain ownership, Marcus, and her shifts at the bar will cover part of her training costs. With Dmitri managing them at a lower rate, your expenses will be significantly reduced, though not fully covered. What do you say?
Marcus rubbed his jaw again, his mind calculating the savings. The reduced costs were a practical compromise, even if they didn't eliminate the fees entirely. He nodded slowly.
All right, the lower costs are acceptable for now. Explain the details, how it starts, what she does. If it is as straightforward as you say, I'm in.
Melissa's rage surged, her body hijacked, her fate sealed in a casual barter. Victor nodded to Dmitri, who sauntered to a shelf and retrieved two syringes, clear liquid glinting under the lamplight, along with a small tray of supplies. He turned, his grin sharpening as he barked,
Both of you, stand up, turn around, spread your legs, grab your ankles, now.
Melissa's stomach lurched, rage surging, but Marcus's stare pinned her in place. She'd push back later, not here, not with Victor present. She turned, legs parting, hands gripping her ankles, the pose stretching her bare skin taut. Nadine followed, trembling, her breath hitching as she bent forward beside her. The room's humid air clung to them, every eye, Victor's, Marcus's, Dimitri's, burning into their exposed forms. As Melissa bent forward, her mind reeled. This can't be real. Hormones? Milk? Milk production? This is absolutely bizarre. They couldn't just do this to her, even in this place. Dmitri stepped close, his boots scuffing the floor, and pulled a cloth and a vial of antiseptic from the tray. He dabbed the cloth, the sharp sting of alcohol hitting her nose, as he swiped it slowly across her right butt cheek, then her left, his touch deliberate, taunting.
Clean first,
he muttered, tossing the cloth aside. He took a syringe, its needle thicker than she'd expected, glinting ominously under the lamplight, designed for the solid hormone pellets. He pressed it to her right cheek, the cold tip biting her skin.
Hold still, princess.
The needle's cold tip pressed into her skin, and her stomach flipped. How was this allowed to happen? How does the world let them turn women into livestock? No one back home would believe this. She didn't even quite believe this was happening. Melissa's instincts screamed for her to pull away, or dodge, the needle's size promising pain. But the looming threat of Victor's watchful presence kept her in line. She gripped her ankles tighter, jaw clenched as he pushed. The thick point pierced deep, a sharp searing sting ripping through her flesh, the pellet sliding in with a slow, burning ache that spread like fire under her skin. She stifled a gasp, her legs trembling, rage drowning the urge to flinch. He peeled a Band-Aid from the tray and slapped it onto her butt cheek with a pat.
Good girl, well done.
Nadine whimpered beside her, her hands shaking on her ankles as Dimitri moved to her. He swiped the antiseptic across her right cheek, then pressed the needle in. Her body jolted, a cry escaping, as the thick point dug into her flesh, the pain sharp and immediate in a burning stab. Her instincts took over. She yanked away, broke position, and raised her hands to shield herself. Dimitri's grin vanished, his hand snapped to the riding crop at his belt. He cracked it fast across her thighs, once, twice, red welts blooming as she yelped, the sound echoing in the humid room.
Back in position,
he barked, voice low and hard.
Legs spread, ankles, now.
Nadine stifled a whimper of dread, trembling, but bent forward again, gripping her ankles, her breath ragged. Dimitri swiped her left cheek with antiseptic, pressed the needle in, the sting hitting again, deep and cruel, the pellet burning as it lodged under her skin. Nadine's hands shook on her ankles, her mind a chaotic blur. Milk her, like an animal. This couldn't be happening. It was insane. It was impossible. The antiseptic stung her nose, and she stared at the floor, thoughts tumbling. 3 days ago, she had been folding laundry, arguing with my housemaid about the dishes. Now some teenager was sticking a needle into her butt to make her lactate? For strangers to drink. The needle pierced, and her cry wasn't just pain. It was shock, a scream against a reality she couldn't grasp. This couldn't be real. This couldn't be her life. She whimpered, but held still this time. He finished with a Band-Aid and patted her butt cheek with a mocking chuckle.
All done, ladies. See, it wasn't that bad, was it?
Dimitri stepped back, satisfied.
Turn around and kneel before us, both of you.
Melissa turned and dropped to her knees, Nadine following, her glare locked on Dimitri. I'll make you regret this, you little shit. Her heart raced as the needle touched her skin. The sharp sting made her flinch. How could this be happening? A chill ran through her, her mind reeling, but she was helpless to stop it. He turned to Marcus, voice smug.
These hormone pellets will release a hormone cocktail into their systems. Steady drip gets them lactating in weeks.
Marcus nodded, impressed, his tone steady.
That was surprisingly straightforward. It works that easily?
Dimitri shrugged, smirking.
Yeah. Once they're lactating, we can try giving them a second shot to ramp up the hormones. See if that increases their milk production. If we're lucky, there might even be a profit after deducting the tuition fees.
Melissa's rage burned. Her body was being hijacked for profit, and there was no escape for her. But she'd find a way to fight, slow and sly, until they choked on it. A week later, the night chains clinked as they settled onto their mats in the basement dorm. Melissa's collar was locked to the wall ring, the steel cold against her neck, and lay back, the rough weave prickling her bare skin. Sleep tugged at her, but a strange warmth bloomed in her chest, a tingling, then a faint dampness. She shifted, frowning, and brushed a hand across her breast. Her fingers came away sticky, a tiny bead of whitish fluid glinting in the moonlight. She froze. Her body was doing this. Milk? Her breath stopped, disgust and disbelief hitting her hard. Her pulse pounded as she stared at the liquid. Nadine stirred beside her, chain rattling as she sat up.
Melissa?
Her voice was shaky. She rubbed her own chest, then froze, eyes widening.
Oh God, mine too.
A drop glistened on her nipple, falling to the mat with a soft pat. She squeezed, and more came, a faint stream pooling under her.
This can't be real,
she hissed, her hands trembling as she wiped it away, disgust twisting her face. Melissa's throat tightened, rage and shame warring inside her.
They've made us produce milk,
she muttered, voice bitter.
No choice but to be used like this for their profit.
Morning broke with Zuri's boots thudding into the dorm.
Up!
She barked, her stern face unyielding as she unlocked their chains, the padlocks clicking open one by one. The slaves rose, stretching stiff limbs, and shuffled to the open wash area. No doors, just concrete and cold water. Melissa splashed her face, scrubbing the dried milk from her skin, her breasts heavy and tender under her hands. Nadine did the same, her movements quick, her cheeks flushed as she avoided eye contact. An hour later, Zuri returned, whip at her hip.
Line up! Attention!
The slaves formed a row, feet shoulder-width apart, hands clasped behind heads, spines rigid. Melissa stood beside Nadine, her chest prickling as the humid air brushed her bare skin. Zuri paced the line, coal-black eyes scanning for dirt or neglect, her hygiene inspections a daily ritual. She stopped at Nadine, peering close. A faint white drop clung to her nipple, glistening in the morning light. Zuri's brow arched.
Leaking already,
she grunted, then moved to Melissa. Her gnarled fingers pinched Melissa's nipple, firm and quick. A sharp sting flared, and a thin stream of milk spurted out, splashing to the floor. Melissa flinched, jaw clenching, but held the pose. Zuri stepped back, nodding.
Both flowing. I'll tell Victor.
Melissa's rage simmered as her body betrayed her under that cold scrutiny. Later that day, Dimitri summoned them to a back room, straw crunching underfoot. He lounged against a table, two small devices in hand, breast pumps, handheld and sleek, the kind young mothers used back home. Their rubber cups gleamed under the lamplight, tubes dangling like leashes. He grinned, tossing one to each of them.
You're milking now, princesses. Twice a day, morning and night. Deliver it to me after.
Melissa caught hers, the weight foreign in her palm, her stomach twisting. Nadine fumbled hers, nearly dropping it, her wide eyes darting to Dimitri.
How?
She started, voice small. He snorted, stepping close.
Easy, like this.
He grabbed Melissa's pump, pressed the cup to her breast, and squeezed the handle. A sharp tug pulled at her nipple, milk streaming into the tube with a soft hiss. She gritted her teeth, the sensation a dull ache, her cheeks burning as he smirked.
See? Pump till it's empty. Nadine, you try.
Nadine hesitated, then mimicked him, wincing as the pump sucked milk from her, white drops pooling in the container. Dimitri watched, arms crossed, his grin widening.
Good. Twice daily. Don't slack, or I'll know.
Melissa pumped under his gaze, milk flowing steady, her hands trembling with suppressed fury. Nadine worked beside her, her breath hitching, shame flushing her face.
Twice a day,
Dimitri repeated, tapping his whip.
Every drop to me. Get used to it. You're in the game now.
Melissa scowled, the pump's pull a dull ache.
Humiliating? Milking us like cattle and then selling it.
Marcus gets a discount on my fees because of my milk. I'm practically paying to be kept here. The pump hummed, tugging at Melissa's chest, and she glanced at Nadine, her voice a low hiss.
Can you believe this? Sitting here, hooked up like dairy cows. It's madness.
Nadine's eyes flicked up, red-rimmed, her hands gripping the jar as milk dripped.
I keep thinking I'll wake up, that this is some sick joke. How do they even think of this, turning us into, what, livestock?
Melissa's laugh was bitter, sharp.
Victor's got it down to a science. Needles, pumps, profit. I'd laugh if it weren't my breasts in this thing. You ever imagine this back home?
Nadine shook her head, voice trembling.
Never. I served coffee, not my own damn breast milk. My mom, she'd faint if she knew. How's this real, Melissa? How's it allowed?
Melissa's jaw tightened, the pumps pull a dull ache.
Back home, this would be illegal. Nobody would let this happen to us. Here, they don't care, and we're stuck proving it with every drop.
Nadine's lips quirked, bitter.
At least we're in it together. I cannot believe this is our life now.
Friday evening, Simba's milk hut buzzed with the hum of Grabesian men, their laughter echoing off the wooden walls as lanterns cast a flickering glow overhead. Melissa and Nadine shuffled in, collars linked by a thin chain, their bare skin prickling in the humid air. 10 other milk slaves, farm girls, black and native Grabesian, with long braided hair swaying, lined up beside them, their calm a stark contrast to Nadine's wide, trembling eyes. Melissa and Nadine stood out as the only white slave girls in the lineup, their pale skin drawing lingering stares from the patrons. Melissa's stomach churned, her bare feet pressing into the rough floorboards, the weight of her collar a cold reminder of her enslavement. She glanced at Nadine, whose pale face was tight with dread, mirroring her own disbelief. This couldn't be real, could it? A broad-shouldered Grabesian by the window snapped his fingers, his deep voice ringing out over the din of conversation.
One prime yield, make it quick.
The bar owner, a wiry man with a scar across his cheek, turned to the girls, his tone sharp and commanding.
Fresh order. Milk up.
The farm girls stepped forward with practiced ease, but Melissa froze, her hands trembling at her sides, the order sinking in like a blade. Dimitri, pacing behind with a whip, tapping his thigh, noticed their hesitation and stepped close, his teenage smirk sharp as he pointed to a shelf.
You two, grab the milking devices. You've learned this at the Slave Academy. Milk yourselves just like you were taught, just with an audience now.
Melissa's throat tightened, her hands shaking as she fetched a handheld breast pump, its rubber suction cup gleaming under the lamplight, a tube dangling like a leash. Nadine fumbled hers, nearly dropping it, her breath hitching as she whispered,
This can't be happening.
The slave girls, farm girls alongside Melissa and Nadine, lined up before the customer and knelt on the floorboards in a kneaded row, their knees pressing into the grain, their naked bodies exposed in full view to display their healthy bodies and prove the milk's freshness to the customer, a spectacle that assured the Grabesian of the drink's quality. Their gazes raked over her naked body, drinking in every inch, and her collar felt heavier than ever, a reminder of her role, bare and enslaved, now a spectacle farmed for their profit. She pressed the suction cup to her right nipple, the machine humming to life with a low buzz, and squeezed. The pull was sharp, a deep ache radiating through her swollen breast as milk streamed into the bowl, white and steady. Her face burned, incredulity crashing over her. I'm milking myself for them, in front of everyone? Her hands trembled as she pumped, the men's stares a heavy weight, their murmurs and chuckles amplifying her humiliation. She switched the device to her left nipple, the ache flaring anew, her milk flowing faster now, the container filling steadily. Nadine worked beside her, her own pump humming as milk flowed into the device's attached container. Her breaths shallow and panicked, her cheeks flushed with shame.
I can't do this,
Nadine said, her voice breaking as a drop fell to the floor. The farm girls worked with mechanical precision, their calm efficiency a stark contrast to Melissa's shaking hands. A demarcated line on the container marked a quota each girl had to meet, and the thought of falling short, being singled out before the crowd, sent a jolt of panic through her. She pumped harder, her nipples throbbing, and glanced at the line on the cup with worry. Relief washed over her as the milk level crept past the line, the white liquid just kissing the mark. She switched off the pump, disconnected the suction cup, the pressure easing with a dull ache. She removed the container from the milking device and held it before her, her cheeks burning hotter as she followed the unspoken protocol. The bar owner paced the line, his scar catching the light as he poured each girl's milk into a single cup, mixing the milk from the slave girls together. He handed it to the customer, who swirled the milk in the glass a few times, then lifted it to his nose, inhaling deeply to savor the faint, creamy scent of fresh human milk before taking a long sip, his grin widening with satisfaction. Melissa's hands fell to her thighs, her nipples throbbing from the pump's relentless pull, the men's lingering gazes a constant weight on her skin. At the end of her first shift, as Dimitri locked her and Nadine into a coffle of two and cuffed their hands behind their backs, her spirit was shaken. She glanced at Nadine beside her, whose pale face mirrored her own despair. As Dimitri led them by the coffle chain back to the slave academy, a silent resolve hardened within her. She would endure this, but she would never accept that she was mere cattle.